Traitor by Ralph Peters. To my brother, Bruce Robert Peters, who always knew Holmes had a dark side, and to Henry Nowak, Mr. Noir. In the Gospel of Luke, soldiers approached John the Baptist, asking, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Rob no one by violence or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." Money changes everything. Populist philosopher Cyndi Lauper, amplifying Tom Gray's reinterpretation of the works of Karl Marx. Chapter 1. I marched back up to the grave after the crowd faded. Washington in July. Uniform clawing at my skin. Arlington is efficient. A mini-excavator had already arrived to fill in the hole. A workman with graying hair and weightlifter biceps stooped near the folding chairs, picking up the casings from the salute. He sensed me and straightened his back.
"Don't come back for another look, Colonel?"
I nodded. A poor man's colonel with silver oak leaves.
"Who this gentleman be, don't mind my axin'?"
His face gleamed. "General Farnsworth. Mickey Farnsworth."
"Good man?"
"The best." The laborer showed a broken line of teeth.
"We going to take good care of him for you. Don't you worry now."
"You can keep on working, I don't mind." But I would have minded. The metal box lay still at the bottom of the hole, kissed with dirt.
"No, sir, we don't do like that. We don't never start till everybody gone. It's the rule."
A blackbird settled on a green branch, sun oiling its feathers.